quote, Asian Dub Foundation are 21st century MIDI warriors. Their distinctive sound is a combination of hard, ragga jungle rhythms, Indo-dub bass lines, sitar-inspired guitars, and traditional South Asian sounds with conscious lyrics. ADF talk not only about racism and the experience of South Asians in Britain, but are concerned with larger issues of justice all over the world. They started off in 1993 at London-based organization Community Music, where bassist Dr. Das taught music technology. He teamed up with one of his students, rapper Dieter Zaman, and civil rights worker DJ Pandit G, to form a sound system to play at anti-racist gigs. The following year, they recruited guitarist Chandrasonic and started moving further ahead, with Sanjay joining in 1995 on Live Technology and Radical Movements. The lineup was complete. End of quote. Joining us on the phone live right now is Dr. Das from the Asian Dub Foundation. Good morning, Dr. Das.
Morning, or it's afternoon over here.
Oh, right. I'm glad you could join us today.
All right.
Today we're talking about conscious music and how it contributes to positive change in the world.
Okay.
ADF's style is unique, and it goes beyond fusion music. The music is something completely new and different in itself and incredibly effective at reaching people. ADF has made so much progress since you all first formed. What was your intention in the beginning?
In the beginning, we just wanted to create music and to talk about what was going on around us in our lives, document our parents' experience, stuff like that, because we'd never been allowed to do that, either in the previous musical setups that we'd been in, or just generally in our lives, you know, the areas that we worked in, and we felt a desperate need to express these things. And so meeting two other like-minded people back in 93 was a great opportunity for, it was a great sort of outflowing of all of these ideas. There wasn't any agenda to become this sort of international touring rock and roll band or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the first 2 years of ADF's existence, we were still engaged in music, teaching music technology and music in general at Community Music in London. And it wasn't about being this band.
I'm a young second generation South Asian, and ADF has been an incredible inspiration to me. Like, I'm so psyched to see South Asians who are political and militant and proud of who they are and that are making music like I've never heard before. It totally floors me. And ADF's music and message is really getting out there all over the place, and people from different communities are relating to it.
Mm-hmm.
How have your audiences changed from when you first started out compared to now, and why do you think that is?
How have they changed?
Yeah.
Like you say, what we've found is that people from different communities all over the world, even in Britain, have all found some kind of affinity with the things that we're trying to express. And so you have people who want to hear us sort of, you know, voicing some of the things that are happening to them, but you also, I don't think in any way that we're preaching to the converted, because we're always meeting different kinds of people, especially through our playing at festivals, and a very wide range of festivals, you know, and everything from Asian Mellas to sort of Europe's biggest rock festivals. So, and then more recently we played with supported Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just getting people from all different kind of both musical and cultural backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it's changed, really.
What other groups and individuals is ADF making connections with, like inside and outside the music industry?
There's people in Japan, in fact, with whom we've toured in Canada when we did our US and Canada stint. That was Audio Active,
mm-hmm.
who are sort of Japanese dub and technology-based band. There's another one out there called Dry and Heavy, who are pretty much on a reggae vibe. There's people in France called Zebda and Fabulous Troubadours from Toulouse, and other bands from Marseille. There's, you know, we've done a heck of a lot of work in France, and there's a lot of things in common with what we're trying to do in the UK, in that people of, say, Algerian origin or African French origin, expressing their experience as second generation people, as people of colour, or the sons and daughters of migrant communities, and mixing their sounds again with the foundation of reggae and rock influences with you know, their parents' music. So there's those bands. There's again, we met Turkish Germans in Germany, even though they don't exist anymore, a band called Slamic Force, and kind of all over the shop, like those similar kind of bands. Just more recently, a band from Tuva in Siberia, mixing their kind of sounds again with rock and little bits of technology. So these are the kind of bands that we find an affinity with, and that we're always checking out at every opportunity, either at concerts or via recordings. Outside of the straight ahead music, we are hooking up with sort of whenever we can, because it's really busy touring and stuff, but with activist organizations, a lot of anti-racist organizations that are basically getting on with the grassroots kind of work, and whenever we happen to be in their part of the country, then we get people to come along and to talk at the gigs, to, you know, spread a little bit of information via their stalls, give out their website addresses, etc.
That's great. ADF Education, or ADFED, is the educational wing of Asian Dub Foundation. Can you tell us a bit about the philosophy behind ADFED and what kind of opportunities it provides?
It was basically to, you know, because we started out the project at Community Music, and when we became, you know, after 2 years of ADF's existence, a more of a conventional working band, and could no longer be running workshops hands-on ourselves, we always from that time yearned to have some kind of educational wing that could continue that work, because we could see a lot of potential around us, people really interested, young people, but who weren't getting the opportunity, either access to equipment or to kind of quality teaching, you know, demystification of equipment, and also access to being able to perform. So those are, you know, some of the reasons behind us wanting to set ADFED up. And what we managed to do was redirect some funds that we had been given to promote our own, to do some of our own promotion. We redirected those funds to set up this project, bought some equipment, and got some tutors in. In fact, some people that we had taught ourselves at Community Music, and got a project manager who's in fact Catalisa, one of the contributors or long-term contributors to ADF's music. And made sure that the project was running independently, so it wasn't dependent on ADF's presence in order to function. And ADF's role in relation to ADFED is to now currently is to use our profile in order to try and attract funds, in order to expand the project, and also be a kind of, I suppose, a work placement, because we are out there actually in the field, so to speak, doing, we're in the workplace, and it's a great opportunity for bands to come out and perform with us, bands and DJs, and we've already done that. We've had a group come out called Invasion over the last year, who've performed with us both in Britain and in France, and also supported our friends Primal Scream. And we've also had DJs come out with us. One of the young guys is someone called Activator, DJ Activator, who's actually an apprentice, an ongoing apprentice with Advert. And then, generally on an ongoing basis, we are mentors to the people who are doing the workshop.